You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A terrified mom calls 911 when she can't find her toddler on the playground outside of Virginia Mall. Security cams spot Jane Pio taking the three-year-old's hand and walking away. Cops catch up with Pio at a restaurant, but then Pio attacks them. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy Pio of Washington, D.C. is seen on video walking toward the mall, then stopping to talk with the child. That's when she takes the toddler's hand and continues inside the mall. Pio carries the child up an escalator and into the Coastal Flats restaurant, where she fights officers who try to rescue the child and arrest her. Pio's eventually subdued, and the toddler returns safely to the mother.
Pio, 33, held without bond on kidnapping and assault on a cop. Suzanne and Stephen Mullaly get drunk at their Florida home and decide to claim their $97,000 gun collection. Suzanne Mullaly suddenly shoots the couple's pet bird. Well, that ruffles her hubby's feathers. The Mullalys exit the home, argue on the front lawn. It quickly turns into a shoving match. Neighbors call cops, who charge both with domestic battery. Suzanne Mullaly also ordered no contact with animals. I'm sure birds all over Florida are happy to hear that. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Four counts of aggravated assault and one count of murder have been brought against the suspect in an Atlanta mass shooting that left one woman dead and four others injured. From Atlanta, Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After allegedly opening fire in a medical office waiting area in Midtown Atlanta on Wednesday, Deion Patterson waived his initial court appearance on Thursday. In an attack that lasted about 2 minutes, Patterson started shooting shortly after arriving late for an appointment at a Northside Medical building. According to law enforcement, Patterson then took a pickup truck that had been left running and unattended from a nearby Shell gas station. During the hours-long manhunt, employees and others in a busy commercial district sought refuge. Just after noon, police stormed the city's Midtown neighborhood in pursuit of the shooter. The 24-year-old Patterson was later apprehended in Cobb County, which is located just northwest of Atlanta. Charles Hampton Jr., Deputy Chief of Atlanta Police, declined to go into any specifics about the investigation or a potential motive. At the scene of the shooting, a 39-year-old woman was declared dead. Amy Saint-Pierre was identified as the deceased by the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office.
Saint-Pierre was employed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Authorities in Texas say that a man suspected of killing five of his neighbors after they requested him to stop shooting his gun near their homes hid out only a few miles away while he and his domestic partner planned their escape to Mexico. A prosecutor claims that while Divimara Lamar Nava brought him donuts from a neighboring shop, Francisco Oropeza showered and slept at the home outside of Conroe. At Lamar Nava's probable cause hearing, the prosecutor stated that Lamar Nava also admitted passing along Oropeza's request for assistance in leaving the country to his local cousins. The cousins declined to help. Authorities suspect that while Lamar Nava was attempting to assist Oropeza, she was also speaking with detectives. The last of four prisoners who broke out of a Mississippi prison has been found in a house close to the detention facility. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
At a residence in Crystal Springs, about 20 miles from the prison, authorities apprehended 22-year-old Corey Harrison. According to the Hinds County Sheriff's Office, a female friend was also detained and is now being charged in relation to the escape and inquiry. On April 22nd, Harrison and three other prisoners broke out of the Raymond Detention Center outside Jackson, Mississippi. Authorities revealed this week that Casey Grayson was discovered dead over the weekend at a truck stop in New Orleans. His cause of death won't be known until the autopsy report's findings are received. Dylan Arrington was shot and killed by deputies on April 26th after he barricaded himself inside a house in central Mississippi and set it on fire. He is believed to have murdered 61-year-old Anthony Watts and taken his truck following the escape. Jerry Raines is suspected of stealing a vehicle used for public works and escaping to Texas before being caught on April 27th.
The Raymond Jail underwent an unprecedented takeover in July at the request of U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves, who said that inadequate staffing and monitoring had resulted in, quote, a stunning array of assaults as well as deaths. Nevertheless, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals stayed the lower court's order until it made a decision on the county's motion for reconsideration, which was filed before the appointed receiver was supposed to take over management of the jail on January 1st. A Florida man has been executed for murdering a woman in her own home in 1986, just months after he was released from prison for rape. According to the governor's office, 56-year-old Daryl B. Barwick was declared dead at 6:14 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday following a lethal injection at Florida State Prison. The prisoner's final request for a stay of execution was turned down earlier in the day by the U.S. Supreme Court. Barwick admitted to killing 24-year-old Rebecca Wendt in her Panama City apartment on March 31, 1986, after observing her sunbathing outdoors and followed her back to her room. He claimed he had intended to rob Wendt, but when she fought, he killed her by stabbing her 37 times.
Nefertari Nefi Bartel leaves her two sons with her mom in Missoula on Feb 21, asks a friend to take her to a cabin in Gold Creek. Bartel planning to meet her boyfriend. The friend drops 7-month pregnant Bartel and dog Nova at the cabin, but feels uneasy and calls cops for a welfare check. Montana police refuse due to an incoming snowstorm. 8 days after Bartel last seen, dog Nova found by a logging crew wandering in February snow.
We've just received a sad update to this story. Charlene Bartel, the mother of Nefertari Bartel, has reached out to us to let us know that investigators have found the body of her 26-year-old pregnant daughter. The body was found off Gold Creek Road there in Missoula. Of course, we'll continue to follow this developing story and bring you further details in the days to come.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.